Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome everybody to episode 13, and today we are talking about energy healing is not magic. In today's episode, we would explore misconceptions around energy healing and understand it at a scientific level. If you enjoy physics, you would love this one. Let's get curious and expand. I am so excited to be doing this podcast episode because I think this is a topic that has been so close to my heart. And this is something that I've been working on. I believe I worked for almost 5 years on myself to really embrace this aspect of me, that I am a pranic healer, which is a form of energy healing. And I'm also a Muslim. Like, I call myself, I'm a practicing Muslim. I have not left Islam, even though some people think I have. And according to the Google search of current scholars of Islam, energy healing is forbidden. And I'm a scientist in my background, and that was the most absurd thing I ever saw, heard. And when sometimes my Muslim clients, they tell me, oh, I am just interested in coaching, I'm not interested in energy healing, that is how I filter out the people I work with. So I let them go with so much love. But I always wonder, like, you know, I want to explain people. So today is the day I get to explain people what energy healing really is. So first, let's delve into where did we come up with this concept? Like, you know, this is forbidden and, you know, you shouldn't use it, all that nonsense. So when a healer who's a trained healer is working on you, they are working with something you cannot see. So when we work with something we cannot see and we are dealing with a human whose consciousness has not expanded beyond the physicality, they are going to think that you're working with other beings. So in Islam, we believe that there is three beings. One is human, one is angels, and the third one is jinn. Those are the three that are mentioned in Quran. And the person is working with the jinn, and usually it's the magicians who work with the jinn, and you must be doing black magic, and that's why this is forbidden. But nobody has taken time, or at least I don't know anybody who has taken time to really question, is it really? Why don't I go and I actually study and then I come back and then I share with people what is the real truth, instead of just getting afraid of something that does not look familiar? Now, that is one of the things we do have as a human. We are bound by five senses in this physical reality, but we also have non-physical senses. And if we have not done the work to activate those non-physical senses, you know what's going to happen? We are going to live a very limited life based on our five physical senses. And that is where a modality like energy healing comes in. I cannot see what you're doing, so it must be wrong. As the consciousness is developing, as the human are developing, as we are becoming more and more curious, as we are expanding vastly into the universe, into the space, we are going to different galaxies, different planets, it's very natural that we are going to start feeling, sensing, and tapping into different aspects of us. And energy healing is one of them. And it has been on the planet, in my opinion, as long as humans have been. Because these are ancient traditions that are coming to the surface at the moment because they are needed. human, as humanity, we are in such deep trouble and in such deep darkness. We need to expand and connect with that non-physical aspect of us. And also start aligning that non-physical aspect of us with the physical body that we have. So in a little bit, it will all start to make sense. So when a person is not curious, when they are not allowed to question, when they are not allowed to actually go learn and then come back with their own conclusion, and out of fear, they just label, then everything becomes forbidden. And it's not just, my Muslim friends who I have had these kind of conversation. Even some of the Christian friends, they run away from the word energy healing because in their mind, Jesus is supposed to do all the healing. God is supposed to do all the healing. Why do I need to work with the energy healer? It's the same concept. Why do you need to work with the doctor? It's the same concept. And today I'll help you understand how these two people, they complement each other so much. So hopefully by the time we are done having this conversation, you would be more aware of how to truly attain that optimal well-being that we all want. And we all desire being well in all aspects, but then somehow we feel like I can't even get there because something is missing from the ingredients. Okay. So since we got the myths out of the way, so let's look at the truth. What is true about energy healing? When we use the word healer, that doesn't mean the person has the ability to heal you. Just like we understand a doctor does not have the ability to heal you. Healing comes from a higher source. It comes from a higher power. Whether you believe in a God or you don't, everybody somehow, every human on this planet understands that. Isn't that so neat that we all have this inner knowing that healing is coming from something else or someone else? That's why a doctor would tell you, hey, we are giving you this medicine, we have done this surgery, and now let's hope for the best and let's see how your body responds. Otherwise, the doctor would say, you know, I gave you this medicine and tomorrow you're going to be perfectly fine. Even they know that there is another power that is at play. So what a doctor is doing, a doctor is putting your physical body. For example, let's say you broke your arm, right? They are taking your physical body. They're putting the bone together. They're putting a plaster on it. They are putting your physical body in an optimal place that would facilitate the healing. They are not doing the healing. They are just putting all the pieces together so it will just come together on its own. What is the thing that brings it all together? That is the energy that moves through you, that moves through me all day long. That is the divine aspect of us. So healing always comes from the divine. So the same way a healer, a person who called themselves the label of a healer, they know they are not the one healing you. They are just channeling the energy because they have studied how energy moves, how to connect with energy, how to feel energy because they have activated, they have gone through a process of activating their non-physical senses. So now they can sense this energy, they can direct it to you. They know where to direct it because, again, that is the study they go through. So what's happening now? Let's say there's a broken arm, right? Broken arm usually, like, you know, let's say we're just going to make up numbers because I don't know exactly how long it takes. Let's say when we put the plaster and everything bone together and we wrap it up, let's say it takes 14 days for it to heal. And after 14 days, the doctor is going to cut the plaster and then we'll see, do another x-ray, see how it's doing. There, after we put the bone together, there is energy that comes from God. It is coming in and out of your cells. And it is doing some magical things in there. It's like, you know, in physiology class, we all have study, or if you didn't take physiology class, I always assume everybody has studied biology. In physiology class, they teach like, you know, what the cell is doing, what's happening on a very micro level that the bone is coming together. The energy that's moving through. Now, let's say this person decides, you know, I'm going to work with the doctor and I'm also going to work with the healer. What the healer is going to do is going to take air prana, which is energy. It's everywhere. It's not just in your body. It's in the plant. It's in the air. It's in the fire. It's in the water. It's everywhere. It's divine energy. It's going to bring it in and project it to that broken arm. So what's happening? Now that very specific area has double the energy. Now it's up to the energy to do the work. Again, that is the divine part that no one can claim. No one can claim. But when those cells are getting double the energy, you know what's going to happen? The arm is going to heal in half the time. 7 days instead of 14 days. That is what energy healing can do for you. And there are people who are open to it. There are doctors, there are nurses, there are so many medical professions who are learning energy healing right now because they have realized that how fast they can help their patient recover when they work with the physical and the non-physical aspect of existence. Not everybody's there, but some people are, so they have started to utilize it. In fact, the teacher that I learned from, my basic pranic healing teacher, he's an MD himself. Right now he retired, but he taught us, I mean, I would say he was the best teacher for me because I come from a science background and energy healing just was not making sense to me. And he helped me understand how it's pure science. So now let's get into that. As I said in the intro, today conversation is going to be more about physics than anything else. So if we just look at what physics is the study of structure of matter and the interaction between the fundamental constituents of the observable universe. In that observable universe, for those of you who remember, like, you know, physics, I believe it was physics 2 or something, when we study the electromagnetic fields. That is a class. I passed it with an A, but I did not retain anything after that. So today we are going to talk about electromagnetic fields. We all know about electrons, protons, that are the subatomic particles. Atom is big, and then there's electron and protons. So when the electron and protons, they are moving around the nucleus, what they are creating an energy field. What makes them move? What is the power that makes them move? That is our creator. He makes them move. But when they move, they create an energy field. And when they create an energy field, which becomes an electromagnetic field, now we put two atoms together. Now the electromagnetic field is bigger. Then we put a bunch of atoms together, becomes molecule, it starts to, like, you know, develop in its structure. Now think of all the atoms that are in human body and all the protons and electrons that are moving. Now that is creating the aura around you. Who's making those atoms move? Divine energy. Well, when they move, what do they create? They create your aura. They are creating a massive energy field around you, electromagnetic field. Now, our thought is also electromagnetic field. We are still understanding thought. We're still understanding. There's so much about human body and how powerful our human is that science is still studying and catching up with. But one thing we do know at this point, our thought is also electromagnetic. So now, every thought, it also has a specific frequency to it. A sad thought is going to have a lower frequency. A happy thought is going to have a higher frequency. Now, let's say I am sitting here and I'm just thinking all the negative things about me. Those electromagnetic fields that I am creating using my free will, because all humans have free will, maybe I'm just in a habit of thinking bad about myself. But in that moment, I am choosing to think bad about myself. Now, that electromagnetic field that is being generated by my own mind that has a lower frequency is impacting my general electromagnetic field, my aura. So think of it this way. There is a glass of water and you put a drop of black ink in there. Now the water is not pure. And then you put another black ink drop in there. You put another black ink drop in there. You put another black ink drop there. What's going to happen? Pretty soon the water is going to be black. Was the water black to begin with? Right? It wasn't. So when we think certain way, whether we have a habit, whether those are the beliefs that we've been inherited, but we have never questioned our thought, we have never tried to do the inner work, we pollute our aura. We pollute our own energy field. Now, what happens when we pollute our energy field over time generally takes about a decade. Different aspects of our physical body start to get impacted because that muddled energy field is not optimally providing the energy that organ needs. So I'll give you an example. Let's talk about grief or let's talk about stress. Now, what stress does, when I am worried about, oh my God, I'm going to get laid, or what if this happened? What if that happened? When I live with those what ifs, over time, my pancreas is going to get impacted because the frequency that the lower frequency that my thoughts are creating, let's say my pancreas is getting impacted. What happens when your pancreas gets impacted? We have diabetes. What do we say about diabetes? Diabetes is genetic. Is it really? Or is it how we are used to thinking? If my mom was used to living with fear, naturally, I am going to live with fear. And what's going, because I saw my mom when I was little, she's living in fear. I picked up on those signals. That became my way of being. Now it became genetic. That's exactly how these genetic diseases move from one generation to another. But at some point, one person from the lineage is going to say, you know what? I am going to change. I am going to learn how not to have a stressful life. I'm going to learn different ways of thinking. I'm going to learn different tools that would help me understand life in a way that I am not stressed out at all time. And lo and behold, that person is not going to have diabetes while all the siblings will have it because they believe it's genetic. No disease that exists in human history at the moment, no disease is just because, you know, there's a germ and you're getting it. There is always a vibrational match in our own field for us to get impacted by anything, whether it's external or whether it was just, you know, coming up from your own body, whether it's you getting a bacterial infection, a viral infection, or your liver just stopped working. It all comes from within us. That's why there would be two people living in the same house and the same bacteria or virus come in there and one person get affected, the other one doesn't, we would say, oh, the other person has a better immune system. You know what is the best immune system you can have? Is a stronger aura. An aura that is less muddled with our inky thoughts. That is the best immunity you can have. And there is so much research on that. And there are so many amazing people out there who have put their own money to do the research. One of those people is Hoffman. Forgot his first name. He goes by Iceman. But if you just do a Google search of Hoffman, the person who taught us cold shower in today's day and age, he brought back that thing. He has done a lot of research on it with his own money, that what we think determines how our body is going to be, because that is impacting our own energetic field around us. Now, let's say you do have a black ink water. Your energy field is so muddled. And then, you know, you just get interested in this friend who's an energy healer. And you're like, you know what? I want to get an energy healing session done. You know what that person is going to do? They are trained to take energy and projected that extra energy towards you. So think of it this way. You are standing with muddy clothes. Like you just maybe fell into a ditch or something. You are filled with mud. And someone takes a fire hose and they just run that water on you. And all the mud is cleared out. That is what an energy healing session is like. But you know, it's not permanent. That is one thing I teach my client heavily. Don't think just because I did an energy healing session on you that you're going to be all like, you know, heavenly for rest of your life. Right now, you're going to feel so high because this is your natural way of being. But as soon as your brain kicks in, your way of thinking kicks in, it is going to get muddled again. And that's why I stopped doing energy healing only sessions. I experimented with my own work. In 2019 and 2020, I would take on just energy healing client, but starting from 2021, it's only coaching plus energy healing session. I clear the energy for them. I teach them how to think in a different way, aligned according to the laws of the universe and the soul consciousness. And I also teach them tricks how to align their energy body, like literally under a minute, all by themselves. Because I'm not working with someone for rest of their life, because that is not what I do. My job is to help a person connect with their inner being and then go on from there on their own. Because that, to me, that is true empowerment. So I hope by now it makes sense to you how energy healing is a person who has learned how to tap into the electromagnetic field. And it is basically you getting your electromagnetic field cleared or optimized, whatever is the word that helps you grasp to it. Now, how can it benefit you? Like, you know, let's say you're listening to this, you're like, you know, I never looked into energy healing. How can I do it? Like, you know, how can it benefit me? Let's say you're like about, you know, 35 to 45 years old and you're an average person. Everything is good in your life. Just because what you've been carrying with you from day-to-day stresses, your certain organs, so usually it's kidneys, liver, sometimes your heart, depending on what kind of trauma that you're carrying within you, or your liver, they're like, you know, getting less and less and less energy available. So right now there's no diagnosis. You're a very healthy person. Let's say you get a energy healing session done, you know what's going to happen? Those organs are going to revived. Yes, we can take care of our body from food that we eat, but when we combine the food and the extra energy that we can get, now that we do have people available, there are gazillion kinds of energy healers out there. I practice pranic healing, which is one of the many modalities out there. They all work on the same thing. I think it's just different modalities can give you a different depth. And some people like one, they stick with that. I personally like pranic healing based on all the variety of things I can do with it. And I'll share with you at the end what I'm able to help with someone with using it. So now what's going to happen, let's say you're 35, you are eating good, you're providing yourself with good energy, but at the same time, you're learning how to think high quality thoughts. When you'll be 45, you're not going to age. Your body's not going to feel like, oh, I was 35 and now I'm 45. Your body's not going to go through that. You know why? Because you provided it the optimal, best condition of living. People I know who work with energy, or even my own teacher, if you look at her, both of them, if you look at them, they're in their 70s, but they look like they are maybe early 50s. Like there's about a 2-decade difference in how they look. Why is it that? It's the extra energy that they have been giving to their body. And of course, once you're at a master level, they do really think different kind of thoughts, and they are very mindful about what they eat too. But in my own experience of working with energy healing, because I do healing on myself on a regular basis, it has really heightened my physical well-being for sure. I used to have all kind of allergies. I was not able to wear perfume. I used to have migraines all the time. All of that is gone. I live a very peaceful life. I can do whatever I want. There used to be a lingering lower back pain. Oh boy, during pregnancy, that was like such a difficult thing. And I literally thought I'll be living with it for the rest of my life, but it's gone. I can pick up heavy stuff. I can pick up my kid who's almost 10 years old. It doesn't come back. Even if some days I have really pushed my body to its limit, which is I have energetically depleted it, I do energy healing session. I keep in mind, okay, don't do things that are, you know, that you don't have energy for. Give yourself extra energy and then do it. Don't push your body. It stays fine. And you have no idea for a person who has lived with lower back pain, because I have lower back scoliosis. I believe it was like 14, 15. Since then, I had a lower back pain and I was just like, oh, I'll just live with it for the rest of my life. At one point, I did go and get an x-ray done and they said, you know, with this less of a scoliosis, there's nothing much we can do. Just do yoga, learn swimming, do water exercises, and you'll be fine. And as a mother of a young child, for those of you who are out there, we don't take care of ourselves. We never have time. So I kept living with that pain till I walked into my first energy healing class, and it was, I believe, January of 2018. And in first 10 minutes, the teacher just taught us, like, you know, okay, this is the technique. Now stand up and do healing on each other. And me and my partner, we both were like brand new. This was our first time. And she asked me, where do you have pain? I said, lower back. After her doing healing on it for 5 minutes, the pain was gone. And it was literally like, what? Where is it? I became so used to carrying that pain, that when it was gone, I was blown away. I was like, where is my pain? I'm feeling so empty in my lower back. And I think in that moment, I was sold. I was like, whatever this thing is, even if it sounds so crazy, I want to master it. I want to learn what it is. And it was all manipulation with the electromagnetic field. Because of scoliosis, those bones or those muscles in that area, their magnetic field was not as strong as it would be. And it's resulting into inflammation, into pain. When you put more energy to it, more energy to it. Not sure, I have not gone back for for an x-ray, not sure if it's healed, that's why it starts hurting, or there's just so much energy there that the inflammation is not happening, so no pain is happening. So that piece, I don't know. But this is something you can do for yourself. I highly suggest if you do have the budget for it, get a healing session done once a month. If you have a very stressful lifestyle, like, you know, if you are a medical doctor, you're a lawyer, and I think if you work on stock exchange or any other extremely high stress, I think anyone who's in the medical field, if you're working in a hospital, those are very high stress environment. You're directly working with life and death there. It does take a toll on your body. That's why a lot of medical professions come out burned out. I would highly suggest go for an energy healing session on monthly basis, on weekly basis, really depend on how much of a budget you have for your well-being. I think if we can eat really well, and if we can manage our energy, not just in terms of I slept a lot, but really work on the energy body, we can really avoid a lot of old age diseases that are not old age diseases anymore, because there was a time where heart issues or blood pressure issues or diabetes used to be for old people. Now people in 30s are having that, which is not normal, my friends. There's something we are not understanding about our body, and it is the energetical system. Now, I'm not going to go into details about how the energy body, the anatomy of energy body and different chakras that are there. I just wanted to share with you the scientific aspect of energy healing. Now, I do want to put it out there because there are some people who learned non-invasive modalities like energy healing, and they're like, this is it, I never need a doctor. No, you, as long as you have a body, you need a medical doctor. That's why they exist. You cannot go to an energy healer and think you don't need a doctor. When I work with my clients, sometimes I work with clients who have a lot of my clients, they have autoimmune disorders. And sometimes it's some very scary diagnosis that they are working with. First thing I tell them, keep taking your medication, keep getting your blood work done, keep listening to your doctor. But we are going to work on the energetical aspect, and the next blood work should show the difference, and they will be able to adjust your medicine from there. Because when we have abused our body to a level that it's breaking down, you cannot just get away with just working on the energy aspect of it. You need immediate help. That is what medical doctors are for. They can save the body that you're in. Energy healer cannot really do that. Depending on, if you're having a seizure, yeah, they can do some stuff to help stop it. But no, you need a medical doctor. So by no means, I want you to think you can learn energy healing, do energy healing on yourself and your family, and never have to go to the doctor. No, that is not what I'm saying. We need, our physical body need a painkiller sometime. Our physical body need to be looked at somebody who understands the physical body, and they can put it back together in an optimal place so it can heal. And then you can go to energy healer and they can help you with the energy aspect of it, so you will just heal faster. So that is something. And also amongst all this, we all have to learn how to think high quality thoughts. If we don't think high quality thoughts, no doctor, no energy healer can ever help you. No one can help you if that is one sacrifice you're not ready or willing to make. Okay, so I just want to end it with why I am so grateful to be working as an energy healer. Even though I do get a lot of pushback, I do get a lot of beautiful messages, emails, all kind of stuff. I really enjoy that I can work on someone who's feeling so anxious, so down, and within 20 minutes, they're going to feel happy. Because what happened? I just aligned their energy body, and right now they're feeling like how they felt when they were a child. To me, that's amazing. To me, that's an honor. Yes, I had to go through a lot of training. I am a fully trained pranic healer. I have finished 8 levels. Always studying it more, always going back to renew that. But one of the reasons I really enjoy working with pranic healing as a modality is I can work on someone, as aggressive as maybe a cancer. I can work on that person. I can help them heal it. I can work on someone who just want their face to look more shiny and bright and light. So that is called pranic face lifting or pranic facial. That is what I do for myself when I have to go to a party or something. I am at the moment not going to a dermatologist for facial. Eventually, I might start doing that. But right now, that is what I do for my face. I also enjoy that I can help someone change the shape of their body. If they want a flatter stomach, we can do that. If they want their butt shape to be different using the pranic body sculpting, I can help them achieve that. But of course, there's a lot of rules there. Energy is very sensitive. Your emotions are energy. If you're an angry person, and you have not done the work to change that habit, no energy work is going to stick to you. Yeah, you can work with someone to take care of your anger. Yes, you can do that. So let's say somebody got pranic healing, pranic body sculpting done, and now their legs are feeling certain way, their arms are feeling certain way. You actually see the difference in inches and shape and all that. Because all we are doing is manipulating the energy field around us and the physical body is following it. It is so cool to be able to see that, especially coming from a science background. To me, that's like mind-blowing. So let's say you just got that done, you had a session, and then you just yelled and you got angry at your kid. Poof, all that energy is gone because you came to a lower vibration, such a low vibration. That energy the healer was sending to you was a very high vibration. It leaves you. One thing I have truly worked on, and when I say truly worked on, really worked on, is not get angry. My son does all kind of stuff. For those of you who do have little ones, they do all kind of stuff. And I had to learn not to get angry because I know that is when I go into such a lower vibration, all the energy work I have done is going to go poof. So it is all about shifting a lifestyle. Another thing I can do because I have learned pranic psychic self-defense, I can work with the entities in a space, which has been truly an honor because I have helped quite a few people create a peaceful home. I can also help a person release if something is stuck to them. And it could be a black magic connection. It could be an entity attached to them. Sometime when we are not aware and we are passing by places where there could be all kind of entities hanging out who are looking for some light and you're just an open light pole there, but you didn't learn how to create a protection for yourself. So they're just hanging around you to take more of the light from you. I can help release that. And the person, all of a sudden, they just feel like, okay, a burden has gone from my shoulder. And, to do all that, all I work with is electromagnetic field. One thing, it's about time we all realize this universe, this dimension that we live in, it works on frequency and energy. And matter is that comes later. We are first energy being, and then we are matter. So those energetical connections that happen between us, if they are not made from a place of pure love, it can drain us. We all have had a friend or, you know, a coworker or a neighbor or a relative who doesn't like you. And every time you hang around them, you feel so drained. But you keep putting yourself in that place because you're energetically connected. Imagine if you learn how to disconnect that connection and never get impacted by their energy field, but still be able to keep family ties. So that is what I teach my client. When I teach them unconditional self-love, I never teach to cut ties because I teach them how to protect themselves energetically. Because no one is good or bad. We all are one. I cannot say, you know, this person is bad. I'm not going to hang out with them, or they are low vibe and I'm not going to hang out with them. No, that person and me, we are one. I need to learn how to create an energetical protection from their low vibration at the moment, which is always temporary. Because whoever comes in our life, whether it's a blood relationship or it's like, you know, a platonic relationship, it is here to help us. And even though me and you are in a different body, but we are one. So I cannot say anybody, they are bad. I mean, there are people who would love to say that about me, but I don't like to say that about other people. And I would invite you to start looking at your life and the people around you with the same reverence. No one is bad or good. We all are one. When I detect a bad in someone, that is just a reflection of me. So learning to manage our own energy field. And I think tech age, which is developing so much faster, like, you know, in the last 3 years, amazing things have come to the surface. As the tech develops more, it is just going to be more and more crucial for us to take care of our energy field. Because when I sit in front of a computer or any screen, the electromagnetic field from that screen is manipulating electromagnetic field of my body. The same electromagnetic field that an energy healer works on. That's why when we have been sitting in front of Zoom for like 8 hours, we are zoomed out and we feel like a zombie. What happened? My energy body got drained. If after that I can do an energy healing session on myself, I'm going to feel brand new. And that is a lot of the work that I do. I would encourage anyone who's listening to this, find an energy healing class, whatever modality it is, and learn it. And then make a decision on your behalf if it is something that needs to be part of your medicine cabinet. I highly encourage every parent to learn energy healing. Whether it's pranic healing or you want to go with a different modality, it has made my life so much easier. Whenever my son gets sick, I start with energy healing and then I give him medicine right away as well. And he does always recover much faster. Some days I'm so out of it that I forget to do energy healing. There have been those days whenever he falls down, I would do energy healing on it. And then I would apply whatever ointment needs to be applied on it. And he is so open and receptive to it. I believe he was 4 or 5. One time he fell down and he was bleeding, and the first thing he said, "Mommy, do healing on it." And in that moment, even I was stunned. I was like, wow, he's really open to it. We can really teach our kids there are other ways to take care of our body alongside the medical help that we get. And that is how we can truly get to an optimal well-being, because every medicine we take, it does hurt our body. It cures one part, it does hurt another part. But when you are using energy healing, there's no side effect to it. You're just getting, it's just like, you know, you're getting more sunlight. As long as you're wearing your sunscreen, you're good. Or if you're sitting in shade, you're good. So this is all that I wanted to share about my friends, about energy healing. And I really hope that it was enlightening conversation for you. If you were not a believer into energy healing or you didn't understand what it is, I hope this makes sense to you. I am sending you all so much love, and I'll be back next week with another episode. Love you.